Doesn't it seem that just about everything in America is going backwards? Environmental protection, trade policy, disarmament, and now the VA. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. Why, at a time in American history when we are finally acknowledging that the American healthcare system is broken, that too many people don't have access to care, that overall quality of care is rotten, that the fee-for-service nature of medicine drives toward dangerous and unnecessary testing and procedures, are we taking the best healthcare system we have and blowing it up? I'm talking about the Veterans Administration, where care is driven by evidence, where doctors practice medicine based on what the patient needs, not how much they can charge, and where there is no cost for the patient. The Veterans Health Administration operates this nation's largest comprehensive healthcare system of 135 hospitals and clinics for eligible U.S. military veterans. A comprehensive study of the VA healthcare system done in 2018 by RAND showed that while there is variability between sites, overall, the VA healthcare system outperforms non-VA systems on most measures of inpatient and outpatient care. This high grade for care has been consistent across a large number of studies. In addition to providing direct patient care, the VA healthcare system also conducts research on healthcare delivery that serves as a model for the rest of the nation. Well, regardless, this week the Veterans Administration abandoned its healthcare system where 89% of vets receive their care and will now allow 40% of all vets to receive care in the private sector. Why? Well, because this administration is ideologically opposed to any type of government healthcare, even good care. This means that the Veterans Administration, or really the public, will now be paying for private, poor-quality care as opposed to paying for high-quality, less expensive care delivered at the VA. Our private healthcare system is the most expensive in the world, almost twice as expensive as the next most expensive nation. The private healthcare delivery system is plagued by all sorts of access issues, long waits, poor quality, and superinflated costs. Explain to me why we are taking our vets, men and women who served our nation with honor, and dumping them into this healthcare delivery mess. The RAND study points out some examples. VA hospitals managed pain far better. They had lower infection rates, and they performed significantly better on patient experiences for care transitions from the hospital to the outpatient setting. Why? Well, the VA is a functioning, integrated system, and private American healthcare delivery is just a mishmash. Frankly, the American public would do far better by passing a bill to allow non-vets to receive care at VA facilities. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.